All right, welcome to 99.1 Shap Radio, KLCT, LP, Lubbock, Texas. You're listening to Raymond Richardson.
And Lisa Fraze.
And this is the Shapin' Show. So thanks for listening. If you're listening live on 99.1 Shap Radio, thank you. And if you're picking this up on the LCU podcast, we appreciate you tuning in and listening to our summer show. We're going to stop keeping count of how many shows because we've gone about a year with the Shapin' Show, and it's been fun.
It has. It's been a lot of fun. A lot of good guests we've had over the months.
Yeah, we have three guests with us today. Starting in the first segments, Brennan Riker. Y'all know Brennan Riker. He's the voice of Shap Radio and Shap Sports Network. Brennan, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
It's good, well, to,
good
see
to see y'all.
Yeah, thanks. Good to see you too. I listened to you on the radio. You're on. You produce the show for Double T Radio.
Double T 97.3.
And you do a really good job on producing that show. Is that kind of your summer job?
It's a job that I've had for about 2 years, which I've worked at Raymar for 2 years, but I've kind of gone around some different, producing different shows, but Tech Talk's the one that I've been producing this summer regularly.
What time does that air?
3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
3 to 6, and that's 97.3.
Correct.
We still want all of our listeners to listen to 99.1 Shap Radio, but during that time where you're producing those shows, they can go over to 97.3.
Sure. They're not going to hear a lot of me, but I am there on occasion to give a witty joke or make a sarcastic remark.
Are you good at that?
Very good.
I've listened. You are good at that, yeah. Well, what are you doing all summer, Brennan? Outside of working?
I'm just trying to relax and, you know, get ready for the upcoming school year. I'll graduate in December, so my time will be a little shorter than, you know, some would want. Graduation's going to be here before I know it, and I'm kind of not ready for it, but I think it's going to be a great semester, I can't wait for it. But I want it to be slow so I can just kind of sit there and enjoy it.
So you will continue to work for Raymar after your graduation?
I think so. It depends. My goal is to be a broadcaster after I graduate, a sports broadcaster. My goal is to work for a college and be a director of broadcasting somewhere and be able to broadcast, which, you know, usually in December, that's not a position that, you know, colleges are looking for. So it might be something that I have to look for later on in the, you know, next spring, next fall, or next summer, excuse me. But yeah, I'm going to try to keep my options open. You know, You never want to say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do this. And definitively, you just got to kind of, I don't know, you just kind of have to be patient and see where the Lord takes you.
That's right.
You know what my goal is?
What is that?
For LCU to hire you here.
Well, I would not mind that one bit. That would be LCU has been a great place for me, and it has given me the opportunity of a lifetime just to be here with the radio station. But I have thoroughly enjoyed my time here at LCU, and it's been nothing short of a great adventure, and I've learned so much from so many great people here at LCU. It's been a blessing to work with a lot of great people, including all to you.
Well, I love what you said, that you said, I'm going to follow the Lord. We never run ahead of them. We often do run ahead of them,
right?
And we get in trouble, right?
Yes, that happens to me a lot. Yeah. So that's why I'm going to try to be a little more patient, you know, with graduation. But I know no matter what, the Lord's going to provide, and there's always going to be an opportunity around the corner.
Brennan, you're from, well, you grew up in Post. Is that right?
That is correct.
But now your folks live in Ropes.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So what is your mom and dad? They're LCU alum, right?
That is correct.
Who are they?
They are Bo and Stacy Riker.
Bo and Stacy. Okay. Class of?
2008.
Wonderful. Yeah. So in Post, your dad's a football coach?
My dad was a football coach in Post, and then he went to Brock for a year and is now the head football coach at Ropes.
That's great. So you've been around sports all your life?
That is correct. Yeah. My dad was a student coach at Monterey while he was going to school at LCU. I've been around sports for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, that's great, Brendan. We love that you are a part of the SHAP Radio, part of the LCU community. You mean a lot to a lot of people, and you thanked us, but we'll thank you because you're a great guy, and really appreciate getting to know you.
Well, I think a lot of things goes to the students who have been a part of this program the past couple of years, and what these students have built it into. It's remarkable how much student involvement has been with SHAP Radio and the sports broadcasting program, and it's something that it takes more than one person. And I have to thank Nathan Garciano, Landon Parrish, Nick Teague. They are now all LCU alums, but they're still going to be around to they want to try to be around to just see more of the sports program and help in any way they can. But I mean, those individuals poured a lot into this program, and they are just a few of the people that have bought into what we want to do with this program and how it can provide an educational opportunity for LCU while serving the LCU community.
And I know you're giving a lot of accolades to other people, but Brendan, it's really because of your leadership that a lot of success has happened. You've stuck with it. You've been very good about being loyal to this program and making sure it's at the finest it can be. And so I really attribute a lot of what happens with this program to your leadership and how you've handled yourself.
Yeah, I mean, every good thing is there's blood, sweat, and tears, and a really good leader who wants to see it through. And Brendan has been that for SHAP Radio.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, Brendan, we're going to come back to you in a second, so don't leave us, okay?
All righty.
But we're going to talk about some of the things that have been going on through the month of the summer months at Lubbock Christian. Obviously, there are students on campus, but they're here for camps, and we're going to get into that in segment two. But Lisa, let's talk about some of the different things that have happened over the summer or are about to happen. So I'll let you kick it off.
So one of the things that really just happened was on June 23rd, there was an induction of Coach Larry Hayes into the New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame. And that was a whole weekend of events to have that celebration in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where a lot of alumni stepped up. A lot of his family attended the weekend activities to support Larry Hayes. And also Rob Evans was there. He's a former inductee, but both of them were celebrated very well this last weekend.
That was the 50th class of the New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame. So it was a big celebration. I would guess that there were probably 800, 600 in attendance for that induction ceremony. The Hayes family had three tables, and LCU alum had three tables. Some of Coach Hayes' players from the 70s came to that and really drove a long ways to come see him get inducted. And in Larry Hayes fashion, he did such an amazing job. One of the things that he said was when he played basketball at Eastern New Mexico, he had some really good stats. He was known for 30 a game, and he kind of fooled the crowd thinking they were going to think 30 points, but he meant 30 seconds. And so it was fun. It was a sweet moment to see to see Tim Leslie actually give him the award for the induction ceremony, one of his former players. So every time someone walked up, I think he was surprised that they made the trek to Albuquerque to see him get inducted.
Yes, I think he's really, for the amount of experience, for his knowledge and wisdom and just career in the games, he is the most humble guy. I mean, that I have known. He just, it was truly surprised when somebody would walk up. I mean, he was like, what are you doing here? You know? And we were like, man, to celebrate you.
Yeah, I can't really remember all the names. There were probably six or eight inducted into the New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame. But three of those induction speeches, including Larry Hayes, pointed to God for everything.
Yes.
For all the success in their life, it was because of what God has done in their life and who God has surrounded them with. So it is a little bit spiritual in a way that that all of these athletes, very successful athletes or coaches, gave God the glory for.
And some of them were, multiple Olympians. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are amazing athletes.
Yeah. So Rob Evans and Larry Hayes both part of the Hall of Honor at Lubbock Christian, now both part of the New Mexico Sports Hall of Fame. So that was a big moment for New Mexico and for Lubbock Christian.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say, I think Larry Hayes really did one of the most entertaining acceptance speeches. He kind of made it joyful. You know, a lot of them were being real sentimental and real, and which was great. But his, he got up there and, you know, his dry sense of humor just came right on out. And every, I mean, he had people, in, you know, laughing during his, and it was just a, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
So
the best thing, the best thing that he got out of New Mexico, do you remember this?
Oh, there's so much I had to ingest that weekend.
Sweet Nell Hayes.
Sweet Nell. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. That's his true. Wife. Yes. So that was a good event. Right before that event, sadly, made a trip down to Houston for the service and funeral for Mr. Gullo, Mr. Tony Gullo.
Yes.
And the Gullo family has been so important to Lubbock Christian. Financially, yes, but Mr. Gullo was a joy. He was life. He was, he made you feel good no matter how you felt, but when you were around him, you felt better.
Yes.
You felt great.
Just his laugh was contagious. Yeah. I mean, he would try to tell a story and he couldn't get through the story because he's laughing so hard, which made you in turn laugh
and his
harder
octaves,
than him.
The octaves went higher and higher as the story went on. So many really sweet memories from Mr. Gullo. I mean, if you think about Lubbock Christian, the fountain,
The Gullos middle of campus.
In the middle of campus, the dorms, the new Gullo Hall. They helped with the School of Business, the statues that the chaparral statues, the bronze statues that are in the front of campus, in the middle of campus, and there's one more at his house.
Yeah, people don't know that one, but if you've ever been to his house, you see the same chap in his front yard. So it's a really neat.
It was a good day for heaven. It was a good day for heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Sad day for us.
Yes.
But we know that we'll get to see that man again soon. And he's probably talking to Jesus right now about a 1964 car that he loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
He has an amazing collection. If you've ever been to Magnolia, he has an amazing collection of old classic cars.
300 classic cars kind of in the back of his house. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, I didn't even write this down for us to talk about it, but the Lady Shaps are playing Rice University to kick off the season down in Houston. And so the night before, and we'll release this and we'll let everyone know, but we're going to have a pre-party at the Gullo House at the Car Museum, and the Lady Shaps are going to come. So that'll be something really fun, and it won't be the same. There's,
no.
I mean, I've heard a story about every 300 cars in that area, and it's not going to happen again. Yeah. And I'm going to miss that part of having Mr. Gullo around.
Yeah.
Well, talk about Red River.
So Red River Encampment happens at the end of June every year. And since we were so close, we went ahead and drove up to Red River Encampment and did a tailgate out there on Monday and fed dinner at around 5:00. A lot of alumni out there from LCU. We represented well. And a lot of fun. It was about 500 or so sausages from Johnsonville that we cooked up in our smoker and provided for them. And it was just a fun time. A lot of people go out there. There's probably around 1,500 that attend. And so I'm not even sure the number of LCU alumni. I'm pretty sure we didn't see them all. But
a lot of praise and worship. It was good. A lot of
beautiful
preaching. They do classes. Mm-hmm. The weather was nice up in the mountains. But that's a neat event. And I was surprised to see the amount of LCU alum that we saw out there.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous setting. And then to have that many people together singing a cappella music was really beautiful.
Hey, on the 14th of June, we did something really fun. Our staff went over to Catherine Thompson's house. She turned 97 on the 15th of June and got to sing happy birthday. She's home now. She's been a little under the weather, so she's home now. We got to sing happy birthday, 97 years old.
And still sharp as a tack.
I know, comes to the basketball games, comes to the baseball games. And used to work here at LCU for a long time. One of the big conference rooms here is called the KLT, the Catherine Lynch Thompson conference room. So it was fun to sing happy birthday to her on her 97th birthday.
She has a rich history here, and she lives extremely close to campus. So always involved in what's going on the campus.
Hey, I want to talk for a minute about, this is where I want to bring Brennan in for a second. On June the 13th, just a week or two ago, we had a big groundbreaking at Lubbock Christian for the Rip Griffin expansion, which includes two new practice gyms, a new weight room, a new training room, and all of that's been funded, and now we're in the construction phase that goes from now until about June or July of next year, so about a 12-month construction phase. And so I'm excited of what this is going to do for volleyball, men's and women's basketball, and even all of our student athletes. And Brennan, I just like your perspective on that.
I think it's going to be a fantastic development for the athletic department. I mean, it's going to be top-notch. It's going to be something that LCs can be very proud of. And it also helps with you know, helping schedule out practices and that sort of thing. Because, I mean, between, you know, there's some layover between volleyball and basketball. And some of these, you know, everyone has to practice. But there's only one official core, you know, right there at the rip. So, I mean, they're going to get to expand it. And then, you know, Coach Duncan, Coach Gibney, and Coach Gomez can schedule out practices whenever they want, but I think it's going to look very good. It's going to really enhance our how our athletic department looks, and it's going to look good to recruits, and it's going to look good to anyone who walks into the Rip Griffin Center, which the Rip is already a fantastic venue, but the Rip just got a whole lot better.
I like it. That's good. One more thing that's coming up on July the 1st, and this is a big deal. So, Lisa?
Yes, on July 1st, that's a Monday night at 7 o'clock.
This Monday night.
It is this Monday. In the McDonnell Moody Auditorium, we will have a Flying J Ruidoso Wildfire benefit concert. So they will be starting to play at 7 o'clock. It's going to be a great time. We've had them here before just recently in December, and really, they are an entertaining group. A lot of fun.
Yeah, I want to talk about that for a second because James Hobbs called us while we were up in Red River and said, hey, listen, no one's in Ruidoso.
Yeah.
You know, they're just now letting people back that live there, but tourists aren't going up there. And so, you know, they're making a living. And so they said, let's go to our markets. Where do people come to Ruidoso to watch us? Let's go to them.
Yeah.
And not only let's go to them, but how can we help some of those that were severely affected by the fires in Ruidoso?
Yes.
And so not only is this to help the Flying J keep going, but it's also to help all of those affected by the fires in Ruidoso. So go buy tickets. I mean, I think there's, let's fill the Moody. Let's put 500-600 people in the Moody. But right now, they're $35 tickets. So that's cheap. Because if you go to Ruidoso, you're going to get a hotel. You're going to use gas. Mm-hmm. And so you can come see them right here in Lubbock and know that that's benefiting those affected by the wildfires. You can get tickets at flyingjranch.com. That's where you go get those tickets, flyingjranch.com/tickets, or just flyingjranch.com. So let's get out and support James and Cindy Hobbs. And
if you need to find that link, because you didn't have a pin when we were talking about it, you can go on to the Facebook for LCU alumni. We have listed out there, LCU has it, LCU alumni, 70s, 80s group alumni. I mean, everybody is sharing. I mean, we're really trying to get the word out so we can support that community, because a lot of people from Lubbock enjoy Ruidoso.
Yeah. So. And I think it's a really good time for Lubbock to step up and help.
Yes.
Yeah. So that concludes our first segment. And so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all things camp related that are happening on the LCU campus.
We have been busy on this campus.
You're listening to 99.1 SHAP Radio.
Welcome back to SHAP Radio 99.1 and the Shappin' Show. My name is Lisa Fraze, and I'm here with
Raymond Richardson.
A lot of fun happens here during the summer months on LCU's campus. Part of that is the summer schedule of camps that we have. And so we have one person who has been a camper at one of the camps and has recently been a counselor. And so we're going to talk to Rebecca McCord about her experiences at the camps that happen in the summer here.
Let's start out with this, Rebecca. Where are you from? What classification are you? What's your major?
So I'm Rebecca McCord. I'm from Graham, Texas, and this upcoming fall, I will be a sophomore here at LCU, and I'm currently majoring in physical therapy.
Wonderful. Okay, and so we're going to talk about camps, but let's talk about the first part of the summer. So what did you do as soon as school was out?
Yes. So as soon as I school was out, I went home and rested. But I also worked some. And then I just went on a medical mission trip with LCU to Lima, Peru. So I just got back with that. And currently right now, I'm just working Camp Champion.
Yeah, let's talk about Peru, because that's Dr. Huggins, Dr. Yes. Laughlin, and then even some trustees, I think, Rhonda Rhodes. Yes, sir. And did Patty Patterson go on
she
that?
She did.
Yeah, so
yes.
That's great. Great bunch of people that you went with. Mm-hmm. What was the goal of that trip?
The goal of that trip was just to serve people and let the Lord's name be known through our handiwork that we were doing. It was just a formative time as students to really get to see the different practices that not our necessarily major is. And so we got to see pharmacy, we got to do PT, we got to do dentistry, so many different medical professions that I'm not interested in, but they put us in those spots. And that was really cool to be able to see the other things, just to know, like, maybe I don't want to pursue physical therapy, I do, but like for other students, maybe like I wanted to pursue dentistry or I really enjoyed pharmacy. And so it also gave me personally the assurance, like, okay, like PT is what I want to do. And being in that environment under Chris Huggins-Lead and Yancey Galperth, who were the PTs, getting to work with them and have that hands-on experience there in Peru was really impactful. So I would say.
So what does a typical day look like in one of those trips?
Yes, it's okay. I was talking with Andy Laughlin yesterday about this, and it is really hard to articulate the trip because you just have to experience it. But the best of my ability to explain what a typical day looked like is we would get up around 6:30 a.m. every day. We would all eat breakfast together, all the medical professors and doctors, and we would get together there at the hotel, and then we would get on a bus around 7 a.m. And we would head to our facility where our clinic was located. And then once we got there, we would set up everything and we would gather together to just pray and invite the Lord in to our spaces that we were serving people in. And so once we did that, we would go to our designated station for the day, whether that was PT, dentistry, pharmacy. So we would be there, and that morning, like, you would work with them, you would have that hands-on experience with them. And so that was just a really cool thing to be able to witness. And then we would eat our snacks for lunch, and we didn't really go anywhere for lunch. And so we ate our snacks, and then we would go back to work, and then we would leave, we would rest. And it was really beautiful because each day, when we got back, we got to gather around and just come together for a time of just debriefing. And Andy Laughlin and them, they would lead us in the devotional each day. And we had five words, and we would talk about how we saw God in those words. For instance, like, one day it was celebrate. Like, what did you celebrate today? Another word was cherish. Another word was captivating. Like, how did you see God in that way? How did you see that in the work that you were doing in the ministry as we were there? And so it was just really cool to see specifically Andy Laughlin and Chris Huggins, like, outside of the classroom, and just get to know them for them in just a sweet way, and also experience the beauty of doing what they love and see their passion and their zeal behind it, because it just makes you so excited for the day and what you're doing. Like, I wasn't really interested in pharmacy, but Erin Galberth, like, she was so passionate about it, and it made me love it, and I had so much fun. I never would want to really do it for a living, but experiencing that with her, I saw God in that moment, and that was something that was really beneficial.
That's great. So at the end of the trip, I know some of them go to Machu Picchu. I don't know if
yes.
I said that right. Did you go
yes.
there?
I unfortunately did not, so that I could get well rested for Camp Champion and come home. And so, but they had a great time. They were exhausted.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a good experience for them.
That's great. So on the LCU campus in the month of June, we host for a week, we host Encounter.
Yes.
And that is for high school age campers. And it's led by Josh Stevens, and I know that Nate Bundy, J.E. Bundy, and so many others are really involved in Encounter. And I don't know how many kids were there, but I went to the worship most nights, and the Moody was full. The McDonald Moody was full, and that's 1,000 people. So a lot of folks coming in for that. Following that was Summer Excitement, which is originally from Farmers Branch, now hosted by Quaker Avenue Church of Christ. And that's about 200 or 300 students on campus. And my son got to go to that. Ryan got to go to that and just loved that. There's a lot of good people associated with that. Back in the day, Ed Bonneau from Farmers Branch actually started Summer Excitement. And so it was their 30th anniversary, I think. And so Ed Bonneau came back to LCU for this 30th anniversary. Quaker gave him a very nice plaque and a thank you for starting that up. So it's amazing all the connections with Lubbock Christian University and just all the churches and all the people that have involved with young people and growing their relationship with Christ. Right now, currently at LCU, Camp Champions going on. Rebecca, do you know anything about that?
Yes, Camp Champion is for specifically middle schoolers. And us as LCU students, we interviewed back in April, and then we went through a lot of camp training with Josh Stevens, and we went through that, and then now we're here, and it's been a beautiful week so far.
Talk through some of the themes. What are we learning this week?
So we are currently in inner space, and we are living on the CSS Seeker, which is the Shap Station something. It's just CSS Seeker. And so anyways, we have created this reality that our kids are in outer space, and we are their leaders through this, and they're our cadets. And we've just been in this inner space world and really have created this fun reality for them to step into this week. And so that's kind of how it's looked like, and we've just had a great time thus far.
So for those who have never really been a part of Champion, do you break down, like, you have your own set of group
mm-hmm.
that you're in charge of for the whole day, and you're leading them through this whole camp
yes.
experience, the same kids, and then do you have a separate kids group at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll explain that. So basically, the people who are in our assigned dorms that we take care of, those are in our squadrant, is what we're calling them. So I'm in Squadrant S, and we are the Solar Seals. And our kids came up with that, and we created a chant with them. And so it's like when JE's like, Squadrant S, we say, like a good neighbor, Solar Seals are here. And then, like, we'll go, or. And it's so cute, and it's so fun. And they've gotten so into it, embracing just us as Solar Seals. And so we are with those kids from the morning when they wake up all the way to the evening. So what it looks like is we just go through different classes, and we have different churches that came in, and they have just done a fantastic job in leading our youth. And so we'll do that. We have worship with them. We play a lot of games, but they're called simulations. And so it's like, we're in inner space. You got to get down there. You got to watch out for the alien over there, or whatever the case may be. And like J.E. and Nate and Josh are our space leaders through it. And so we've just created these different environments, and then from that they've had key takeaways. Like for instance, there was one that we did where one of our campers, we took them to the Starbucks room, and we made them feel loved, like, hey, I'm taking you out of the group, so you've done a great job and I'm so proud of you this week, and we just want to like serve you and give you some Starbucks. And we're playing this game where our campers are going to come and try to find you, and so you're going to hide out in here, and then we're going to come after you, and we're going to seek you, and we're going to find you. And we had to go through all these different simulations and get these aliens to figure out where our kids are. So we would go up to an alien and we would hit them with a ball and we would hit them with a ball, and then they would make us sing like a lullaby or something silly, and then we would go find our campers. But the takeaway from that was to recognize the kids who are not here, and to recognize the ones who are outside of the circle and to look for them and to encourage them and to sit with them. And so that was like the key takeaway of that specific simulation. That's just one example of many. But it was like, God wants you to find those people, and how cool it is to be the hands and feet and look for those kids and do His kingdom work. And so anyways, that's just one example. Yeah. And then in the evenings, like, we have a devo with our assigned girls. And so that's just been really sweet to just invest with them and love them. And I had a devo with my girls last night, and we just talked about Psalms 139. I just wanted to remind them of their identity and who they are in Christ, and to know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we unpacked that and we broke that down. And this morning was the sweetest thing, because my two girls, they brought me both a handwritten letter, just how much they have loved me this week and how they've seen Jesus in me. And that makes this worthwhile.
That's
because
cool. Yeah.
God's work is being done and His name is being known, and He gets the glory.
Lisa, do you think Rebecca's having fun?
Yes. I mean, if y'all could see her in the studio, her little face just lights up when she tells these stories. One of the things that I am, and sadly enough, I can say I was part of the very first Camp Champion Counselors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really sad that I'm saying that. But what I've loved about Camp Champion, different from a lot of camps I've been to, is that it's so experiential. Like, you don't just come in and listen to a speaker. You're active learning the entire time, which is great for that age. I mean, that's what keeps in their attention. So it's been, it's a really fun thing to see.
You know, one of the things that at Encounter, and you may comment on Champion, but Lisa, I think you were there on Thursday night when the kids were baptized.
Yes.
But I don't know how many kids were baptized, but there were a lot, 30?
Probably
30 kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a new relationship with Christ at Encounter and Champion. I think y'all kind of have a night where y'all do that.
That is tonight. So please pray over that. I have in my squadron two boys that are getting baptized tonight, and we couldn't be more proud.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
God is using you.
That's right. Rebecca, if you don't mind, stay around for the last segment, because we'd like to come back to you. In the meantime, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with another guest. So you're listening to 99.1 SHAP Radio. All right, welcome back to 99.1 SHAP Radio. This is the Shappin' Show. You're listening to Raymond Richardson.
And Lisa Fraze.
And we have our third guest in the studio today. His name is Greg Pear. Greg Pear is, he's not an LCU alum, but he's a very dear LCU friend who also serves as the president of the Caprock Classic Car Show. And that's coming up July the 19th, 20th of July, just a couple weeks away. And Greg, I'm going to let you have the floor and kind of talk about that, and then we may ask you questions.
Well, first of all, gosh, I felt like I went back in time listening to Brennan sitting here, because very much like he is heading up the radio station here, that's exactly what I did in college back home in Illinois. And I actually moved to Lubbock in 1985 to be a sportscaster for KCBD. So I felt like I was watching a younger version of myself, Brennan, sit here at the mic and tell his story. I mean, I volunteered at all the St. Louis TV stations and called play-by-play for my college team and all of that stuff. And then listening to Rebecca, man, what two fine young adults here you have representing LCU. Gosh, I think when I was in college, I think all I worried about was what flavor pizza I was going to have that night for supper. But to listen to their, I mean, what a great inspiration, you two. They're sitting right here off mic, and just a great inspiration to them. So who cares about the car club, right?
Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about it. Yeah.
All right. I'm in my fourth year as presidency of the Caprock Classic Car Club. The club has been around probably for 30 or 40 years. We have about 120 active members. You don't even have to have a classic car or a car to be a member of our club. Basically, what we say is our mission statement is to unite car enthusiasts and to give a bunch of money back to the community. And that's exactly what our 28th car show is aimed at this year. Again, you guys are such gracious hosts at Lubbock Christian University. For those listening, some people say, oh, is that the show that used to be in Slayton? And so this will be our third year now housing it here at Lubbock Christian University. A little more convenient for city folk here to come here. And again, you guys do such a great job of welcoming the club. But what the festivities look like Friday night, anyone who registers their car to come and show their car, and we'll have anywhere from 200 to 240 cars on campus just directly south of Greenlawn Church of Christ.
Yeah, let's talk about that for just a second before you go, okay? So the last 2 years, it's been at the Rip Griffin Center in the big parking lot, but we, as we talked with Brendan earlier, mm-hmm. we've got construction going on over there, so we've moved it to the center of campus.
Right, center of campus right off of Eileen, so you would go just directly south of Greenlawn. I think the location is going to work a whole lot better, not saying there was anything wrong with the Rip, but obviously asphalt on a July day, not a whole lot of trees and shade and places to put grass, to put pop-up tents in the grass there. And so we're going to be, basically south of Greenlawn. Greenlawn Church of Christ graciously has allowed all the spectators to park there. And you'll have about a short 100-yard walk south to visit all of the show cars spread out in about 2 to 3 parking lots. Eileen is going to be barricaded off. That's where all of the food trucks are going to be. We'll have vendors, trinket vendors and beef jerky vendors and, you know, those little types of vendors as well. So I think it's going to be a great venue, not only for the spectators, but also for those showing their cars. Because if you look at it, if we're out there from 9 to 3 on Saturday on a hot July, most car in exhibitors bring their pop-up tents and you know, due to not damaging the asphalt, we ask them not to put up their tents on the asphalt. So, but with the, I think it's called the quadrilangle and all the grassy areas around the parking lots and the shade trees, plenty of spots to put up a 10 by 10 canopy.
That's great. I got you off track. Talk about Friday night.
Friday night. Let's start with Friday night. So anyone who pre-registers to show their car between now and Friday night at 5 o'clock, you're invited to a free cookout. So that's what we do on Friday night. And the two people sitting in this room, Lisa and Raymond, are the ones who have volunteered to do the cooking for us. And I think you're better suited to talk about the menu. You always surprise us. So what are we cooking up? What are we cooking up Friday night?
Let's take a pause in the Chapin Show and let's unpack the menu, because I think it's worth registration.
And you get to eat for free. I mean, register for the car show and you get fed for free on Friday night by yours truly.
Pulled pork sandwiches, corn on the cob, smoked corn on the cob, sausage. I mean, we have a full. These people aren't going to be okay. They carry their plates to the tables.
This is worth the cost of admission.
So it is $40 to pre-register. Registration goes up to $45 if you show up on the day on Saturday. So save $5 and eat for free on Friday night, and that's always a cool thing. This year on Friday night, too, underneath our big circus tents or whatever, we're going to have a car trivia game as well. So we're going to give away cash prizes and gift cards. I can't remember exactly what the board of directors decided to give away, but we're going to have teams of 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. We're going to have a entertainment DJ to ask the questions, much like any trivia night that you might have done at church or school or something like that, a list of 10 or 15 questions. Highest points obviously wins whatever the prizes are. So that's kind of our Friday night. And then Saturday, things kick off at 9 a.m. So we have our awards at 3 p.m., open to the public, completely free, no charge.
So you can come do all that you want to. You can see all you want to free of charge.
A couple of things. So you're going to browse 200 to 240 cars and ooh and ah over the cars. One thing, too, I think before I got into classic cars, I thought, what a bunch of stuffy old people here showing off. And that is not the case at all. Those who own cars, and I have since become a car owner because I inherited one from my father-in-law. So there's the story. Most people are just out there to say, oh, do you remember when you had this car? Let me tell you my story. It was my dad's. It was my granddad's. And just to hear people say, you know, if I had a dollar every time someone said, I wish I would have kept my 19 fill in the blank. You know, so that's the camaraderie and the fun. Most of us are not out there hoping we win an award. There are awards. We're going to give away cash awards, about $1,300 for best of show, best wheels, best interior, best paint, best engine, best overall display. So those are cash awards. And then we have judges who will walk around and pick their favorite top 60. And so they'll professionally judge the show, and then we'll give those awards at about 3 p.m. But in addition to that, I want to mention the kids area.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, can kids come to this?
Absolutely. You know, about 3 or 4 years ago, it seemed like, you know, we had kids coming along, tagging along with mom and dad, and all we heard was, you can look, but don't touch. You know, and then you heard the kids say, well, this is boring. You know, I mean, unless a younger kid was truly a car aficionado and loved cars, and there are some. So we put a kids area together with a duck pond and one of the, a football toss, a ring toss. One of the popular kids item, we feature Hot Wheels racing. And so when you say completely free of charge, we do charge $1. A kid will be able, we'll set out 200 to 300 Hot Wheels on a table. They, for $1, they pick their Hot Wheel and they get to run it down the track. And what we're doing this year, the Hot Wheel race is going to be open all day from 9 to 3. And so you're going to be racing against the clock. I found a cool electronic little timing gizmo where you press the button and the starting line goes. And then at the finish line, it shows an LED display readout of the time down the track. And you get to write your name on the whiteboard in the top three times will win a little trophy and a little Hot Wheels cup. So fun stuff for the kiddos, adults alike. So we raise money four ways. Car show entries, great silent auction. Again, Lubbock Christian has been so gracious to donate a couple of all sport passes. So that's going to be a silent auction item. We have and about 70.
That's in the Ling Science Building, right?
That's correct. That's going to be set up in the Ling Science Building. You'll see our big blue pop-up tents. And so everything, the silent auction will be there. We'll have a raffle. So we'll be selling raffle tickets for $5 each. First prize, Circle K $500 gift card. Second prize, $500 United Supermarkets gift card. Third prize, Bubba's 33 gift card. Fourth prize, an Amazon $500 gift card. Wow. And finally, a $500 wood pellet grill courtesy of our friends at Lowe's Home Improvement.
Awesome.
So lots of fun ways. And then, of course, corporate sales, which is, you know, something that I do that, again, our community is so good to give. And the big thing is all the proceeds of the show go right back into the community of Lubbock. We were able to give away about $23,000 last year from the proceeds of our show, of which we made a nice little donation to the LCU Scholarship Fund because of your gracious hosting. So
LCU's a sponsor this year for
yes.
the first time. We're thankful to not just host, but to be engaged and involved, because what I've seen over the last couple of years is that you may make $23,000, but $23,000 is going right back into charities and different nonprofits. And what I have loved about this whole program is that no matter who's involved, you're helping someone. You're helping some group. I mean, even when we serve food, there's another group that's helping us help people. And so it's just a continuous effort of showing our community how we serve.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I really wanted to, not because this is the most important part of it, but tell us a little about the food trucks that'll be there.
Oh, boy, you're putting me on the spot like Uh-oh. I have to remember. So we're going to have, I believe, about 4 to 5 food trucks and about 2 to 3 dessert trucks. Gosh, I hope I don't leave anybody out. Kai's Grinds, which is a newer Hawaiian-style food truck in grilled chicken over rice and some garlic fries. I had those, you know, at a show. Those are good. Of course, Miho's with Jennifer Ojeda. Jennifer, can't remember Jennifer's last name, does a great job. Let's see, we're going to have Clark's Egg Rolls, you know, the fried egg rolls, and he stuffs them with all kinds of goodies. Let's see, who else are we having out there? See, you put me on the spot.
You've already said that's a pretty wide variety.
Well, and we're going to have, of course, kettle corn. Yeah. We're going to have the root beer, the old-fashioned root beer. And then we're going to have, of course, Kona ice. So on a hot day, who doesn't want to come up and get a nice little icy thingy poppy thing.
Greg, you have a really good board, and so I wish I could give you, will you just take a moment to mention their names and give them a shout out?
Well, sure. So our I'm currently the president until they vote me out. So whatever that means, I guess they are enjoying the job I'm doing. I love getting out in the community and promoting the car club. I spoke at the Lions Club yesterday, so I love doing that kind of stuff. And everybody chides me when I'm at a car show. It's like, you don't ever sit down. Well, it's because I'm out visiting people and promoting the club, and I love doing that. Our vice president is Olin Harris. He's been vice president for a long time. He's an awesome mechanic at Skagen Dickey. Our club secretary, after many, many years of service, just stepped down to take a little bit of break, but Julie McMahon has done a great job. She still chairs our silent auction and puts all of that together. That's awesome. Our club treasurer is Jessica Wilkins, about third year in the role. And so it looks like we're going to be bringing on a new treasurer and an activities director. Those two jobs are vacant. Like any volunteer board, sometimes it's tough to drag people along, but once they get on the board, we all have a good time.
That's great. Greg, stay with us for the last segment. Thanks for being on the show today. Thanks for talking about the Caprock Classic Car Club. We love hosting you guys. Y'all are a lot of fun, and it's kind of different for friends of LCU and friends of the community to come to LCU to see all the fun cars. So we're looking forward to that in July. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back for the last segment. You're listening to 99.1 Shop Radio. All right, welcome back to 99.1 Shop Radio. You're listening to The Shapin Show. This is our final segment, and we're going to ask our guests the same question. Lisa.
Yes, the same question for each of you. I'd love to hear your answers. We want to ask, what does LCU mean to you?
So let's start with Greg.
Well, one other connection with LCU that besides listening to Brennan talk about his education in sports. I go to church at Quaker Avenue Church of Christ, and we just finished, like you said, hosting Summer Excitement. So it's very humbling to be able to hang out with the Gomez family and so many other LCU professors that go to Quaker. So I guess what does LCU mean to me other than being gracious car hosts would be an awesome, awesome spot, university, in town to get a great Christian education with great Christian men and women leaders.
That's great. Thanks, Greg.
Rebecca.
When I think of LCU, I think of family. And I realize just how beautiful this place truly is and how God is definitely evident here. You look all over our doors and it says, "We walk with you." And that is so true. And I have seen just Jesus and so many people here on campus and just how well that they've loved me, whether that's through Cornerstone and just getting mentored by President McDowell and Keegan Stewart and Reagan Branch, or that's in Chris Lake Dahlman, which is a social club I'm in, whether that's in my specific field, the ESS field, and those professors that I have. Time and time again, they've just been consistent and they've loved me and they've encouraged me and they've brought me into this community that truly you can't find other places. It's pretty rare. The Lord's work is just evident here. And so I'm grateful for this place.
Rebecca, do you know what the hashtag is that we use for LCU alumni?
I don't.
Shap family.
Shap family. Okay.
Just about to say, it is so explained as a Shap family. That's what it is. That's what makes it special here.
That's good, Rebecca.
Brennan.
Well, I've had time to think about my answer, and I really don't know where to go with it just because it has been an honor to be at LCU. And if you would have told me 3 years ago I'd be where I am today in my life, I would never have believed you. LCU has been a fantastic place for me to grow as a person and as a leader and as a Christian. I couldn't think of a better place for me to be, and it has really been such a joy to be a part of something special here at LCU. Just to have that opportunity for someone to ask you to be a part of something very special and very, very, it's hard for me to put into words, but people have welcomed me with open arms and have been great inspirations to me at LCU. Everyone that I've gotten to meet here at LCU has always had and has put a lot into just me as a student and into those around me. So it's a great community. It's filled with so many joyful people who love what they do and are passionate about serving Christ. So I couldn't imagine doing what I do today at any other place in the country, other college other than Lubbock Christian University.
I think if I were to encapsulate in one word all three of your answers, it's life-changing. I mean, for everyone who comes here, for everyone who knows people who are here, it seems to be the same feeling of we're family and it's life-changing.
And it's a way to just grow in your walk with Christ. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, we're all taking another step forward in a relationship with God. Yeah. And we're surrounded by people who care about that. And so that's the beauty of it. So what a great way to end our show. We'll be back in August. And when we come back in August, there'll be students on campus. And that'll be fun to see a lot of student activity on campus and a lot of folks back and life back in campus. Not that there's not life with campers, but I love when our students come back.
Yeah, it's been so fun walking around campus because you think it's a ghost town here in the summer. But you walk out to go to your car and you're hearing an eruption of kids. You know,
it's good.
Yelling and talking and screaming and having fun. I mean, it's a fun place to be.
Well, I'm Raymond Richardson.
And I'm Lisa Fraze.
And you have listened to Shap and Show on 99.1 Shap Radio. And we'll see you next time. Thank you.